Yeah, I mean, it's good practice to not burn a repeater out, but I don't know. I'd hope that when we get rolling with these antenna projects and whatnot, that we can go back and forth on here and even keep it on here, even if we're doing simplex by then. And people will jump in if they need to make a call. I got no problem backing out for that. But hopefully we can get some interest in some of these things we're going to be working on soon, because it's above and beyond just cutting antennas at that point.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I wonder, like, if I get that vertical that I bought, that dual band of that tram up in the air, maybe at least 35 feet to 40 feet, do you think we could talk simplex between you and me up here in Bastard?
I tried it before, but there was a lot of foliage in the way, but I don't know how well, you know, I mean, you didn't run a VNA on it until later, and I don't know if you knew what you were doing with it, or maybe that was some other thing that you were doing, but, I mean, yeah, if we got a good match. I know, listen, I know that that 13B2 I got will, with 1 or 2 watts, will fire up that repeater in Sandusky, or Bad Axe, or wherever that thing is up there. So I know I'm getting out for sure when I run a beam, but we could put a beam up at Diane's house. The thing is, though, if you do horizontal with that beam that I hooked you up with, we both do horizontal. We're not going to bother anybody off to the side, and I can get up at least 50 to 80 watts, and if that will definitely cut the mustard.
Well, it'd be neat if you could get on single sideband on there, too.
Soldering, buddy, I can do it.
Yeah, I guess we should shoot right now, just get the antennas up and, you know, get to talking as we currently are, you know, if it's in gear, but then is in a reasonable, get that single sideband stuff going, that'd be pretty sweet.
And I can do 50 watts right now regardless with FM with that Kenwood, no problem. And the coax I got doesn't have a lot of loss, and all I got to do is set that antenna and whatever I'm going to put it up on the ladder rack of that trailer I got, and I'll have it up there, and I'll have it stood up and something pointed your way before next weekend, for sure.
All right, well, I'll have to get my butt out there this week and start working on getting the dog on that vertical up there. If I move it way closer to the house, so I can use much shorter length of that N-type coax, and, you know, with the end connectors on it, and up towards the house, it's higher. As you go towards the back, it slopes down pretty abruptly. So it'll get me even a little higher up in the air. So it'd be interesting to see how that would work out.